This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. A 15-year-old at Boston Latin arrived at school this morning $75,000 richer.
Nathan Hahn claimed first prize at this year's Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. There were over 1,700 finalists, all high school students, from more than 70 countries.
And here's what Hahn did. He earned the award by developing a machine learning software tool that can study the mutations of a gene that's linked to breast cancer.
Nathan Hahn joins us now on the line from Boston Latin School. Nathan, congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you. So first of all, can you describe to us a little bit about what your machine learning tool does and how you came up with the idea?
Sure. So I created a process that can successfully identify and predict cancer-causing mutations in a person's DNA. And I did this by mining mutation data from online public domain databases and then performing statistical analysis on how those mutations change certain properties of proteins.
Okay, so you use publicly available information and basically just use statistical analysis to draw out more information about these particular mutations?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and what tool did you use? I mean, how did you write this code?
So I wrote my code in a combination of two sort of programming languages that are sort of statistics focused. One is R and the other is Wolfram Mathematica.
Okay. And what do you hope that your machine learning tool could help do in the field of breast cancer research?
So I guess, like, as you can probably imagine, there are sort of tons of immediate applications for a system that, like, the one I created, and I find them all sort of fascinating. And they range from something sort of relatively straightforward, like identifying specific mutations that do cause disease to improve gene screening, for example, to sort of large-scale analysis of entire populations, genomic data, in the up-and-coming fields of bioinformatics and big data and genomics.
So, Nathan, you're 15 years old, and I read in a piece of coverage about your project today that you are interested in computer science, biology, and statistics. Where did that particular combination of interests come from? Is it something you've been steeped in for a long time?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, sort of like the background knowledge leading up to my project came together in bits and pieces, like here and there. Like, I've always just been passionate about those three things. Like, I learned to code in fourth grade. Yeah, fourth grade, wow. And I've just been no looking back since then. It's just really, I find those fields really amazing.
That's fantastic. Excuse me, Nathan, but let me ask you, speaking to us from your school right now, Boston Latin, which of course is literally just a couple feet from Harvard Medical School and the whole Longwood Medical area, where some of this research that your tool could have an impact on is going on. Maybe it's premature to ask a 15-year-old, but after you graduate from Boston Latin, where do you think you might head next?
I have, like, no idea as of now, yeah. I mean, there's, like, the possibilities are endless. Like, before I did this project, I did a sort of, like, neuroscience-related project, but I sort of always liked the sort of interdisciplinary approach, like working in computer science and statistics and, like, a bunch of things, and bioinformatics really speaks to me, like, the topic that I did this project on for that reason.
Well, I can imagine that there are a lot of admissions offices around the country saying, we want that guy, even though you may not know where you want to go yet.
Right.
Just briefly, $75,000, it's quite an award for a very incredible piece of research that you've done. Do you know what you're going to use the money for?
No, I don't know that part either. I'm probably going to save most of it for college or in the future, definitely. I might reinvest some more into my research, which is, like, actually the thing. I didn't have a laboratory research mentor since I'm sort of young, to do this project. So, you know, in the future, I would definitely like to explore that. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
It definitely is pretty cool. That's Nathan Hahn. He's 15 years old. He's a student at Boston Latin School, and he just won top prize at this year's prestigious Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. Nathan, congratulations once again, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.